Canto Chapter 22, entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders His Life. Text number 33. Indrasena,
Indrasena,
Maharaja. O Bali Maharaj, Indrasena, now you may go to the planet Sutala, which is desired even by the demigods. Live there peacefully, surrounded by your friends and relatives. All good fortune unto you. Responsively, please repeat. O Bali Maharaj Indrasena.
O Bali Maharaj Indrasena.
Now you may go to the planet Sutala.
Now you may go to the planet Sutala.
Which is desired even by the demigods.
Which is desired even by the demigods.
Live there peacefully.
Live there peacefully.
Surrounded by your friends and relatives.
Surrounded by your friends and relatives.
All good fortune unto you.
All good fortune unto you.
Report by Srila Prabhupada. Bali Maharaj was transferred from the heavenly planet to the planet Sutala, which is hundreds of times better than heaven, as indicated by the word Svargi Bihi Pratyam. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead deprives his devotee of material opulences, this does not mean that the Lord puts him into poverty. Rather, the Lord promotes him to a higher position. The Supreme Personality of Godhead did not ask Bali Maharaj to separate from his family. Instead, the Lord allowed him to stay with his family members. Gati Bihi Parivaritaha. Indrasena Maharaja Yahibo Badramastute Sutalam Svargibi Pratam Gyati Bi Parivaritaha. O Bali Maharaj Indrasena, now you may go to the planet Sutala, which is desired even by the demigods. Live there peacefully, surrounded by your friends and relatives, all good fortune unto you. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Parto Danudarahatrata Shir Vijaya Bhutir Dhruvanitir Matir Mama. Sanjaya's opinion is that wherever there is Krishna, the supreme mystic, and wherever there is Arjuna, Dhanurdhar, supreme archer, there will always be opulence, victory, success in every way, all auspiciousness. So, how does that relate to us? And how does that relate to Prabhupada's statement, Yasyaham anugranami harishe tad dhanam shanai? That when I favor someone, I slowly take away all his dhana, all his opulences. Well, here is an example. Bali Maharaj surrendered to the Lord, and initially the Lord did take away all his opulences, but ultimately the Lord gave him all facility, and that is quite appropriate. Srila Prabhupada also said, although he did say yasyaham anugranami, he also said that Krishna tested me by taking everything away from me. But then later on, Krishna tested me by giving me everything. Ultimately, the devotee has to be equanimical in both profit and loss, in victory and defeat. Sukha dukhe same kritva labha labhau jaya jayo. We have to learn to relish the taste of devotional service. We have to be satisfied with devotional service. Not even so much the ecstasy which comes by performing devotional service, but we have to be more satisfied with the fact that we are properly engaged in our constitutional position of rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Daruka had this experience that he was experiencing ecstasy while fanning Krishna, and it was interfering with his service to Krishna. So he shook off the ecstasy. He kicked out. He was feeling ecstasy, but he kicked it out because he knew that the goal was not the ecstasy. The goal was to be engaged in pleasing Krishna. So as long as our service is being maintained, as long as we're serving Krishna nicely, then we will see that Krishna will, in one way or another, fulfill even our material desires. Especially Krishna will give us everything which is favorable for devotional service. And those things that are unfavorable for devotional service, he will satisfy that desire in a different way. He will absolve you of it, or as I mentioned the other day, Dhruva Maharaj, when he was offered a benediction by the Lord, he said that I was looking for pieces of broken glass. Yache, Swamin Kritarso Si Varam Na Yache. But now that I have you, I realize that I've got a diamond, so why should I be interested in glass when I have a diamond? So, and the devotees, when they actually taste Krishna's association, when they, even in this life, when they appreciate that Krishna can be your friend, Krishna can be your guide, Krishna can fill up your heart with joy and peace and happiness. When they experience even a drop of that, they lose their taste for all the things that they were trained up to think were enjoyable. We've been trained up to think that sense gratification is satisfying. Even though everywhere you see that smoking is injurious to health, and yet people still buy cigarettes by the billions. Even though the billboards are so audacious that they put in bold letters, smoking causes birth defects, smoking causes heart disease, smoking causes serious health problems. It's written in so many different ways. And yet still, by some estimates, cigarette smoking or purchase of cigarettes has increased. Because people are, first of all, they're very adamant in the material world. They're so dog-like, obstinate, that they will enjoy sense gratification at any cost. So despite the warning, they go after things, and they have lost their good intelligence. Their knowledge has been stolen by illusion. They're covered by Krishna's avaranatmika potency, Durga's potency. Their intelligence is bewildered, so they don't realize that all of these things are not their self-interest. And therefore they pursue them, and perpetually they suffer birth after birth. Or even in this lifetime, an intelligent man, even he may not understand something by hearing, first of all, this is not Kali Yuga is not an age where people are very good at understanding by hearing. I hear from an authority that this is the right path, that this is the wrong path. I understand it and I pursue the right path. No, people don't have that intelligence. So I have to experience. I experience that I've been cheated in the past. I've had so many difficult times, and I hear from Krishna's devotee that the path of devotional service is the path of liberation from all my suffering, and I accept it and I follow. But some people, even after experiencing, even after hearing repeatedly, they can't make the changes in their lives which are necessary for getting that higher taste. So, of course, this is very unfortunate, but we should not fall into that category. We shouldn't be satisfied with whatever facility Krishna gives us. We should be happy with profit which comes by working honestly, which comes of its own accord, without any extraneous endeavor. We should be satisfied with whatever residence Krishna gives us. We should be satisfied with whatever facility we get for our devotional service. We should be satisfied with whatever. Sometimes we see that devotees, at least I know, I travel, and I see all different kinds of arrangements. Sometimes we're sleeping on the floor, sometimes we're sleeping on a bed, sometimes we're sleeping in a big fancy room, sometimes we're sleeping in a little hole in the wall, sometimes we're getting this facility or that facility. And if you get attached to one or the other, then you'll only become disturbed and in anxiety and envious, and you just have to depend on Krishna, that he's driving your chariot, he's guiding your spiritual life. He knows what is best for you. Not a blade of grass can move without the sanction of the Lord. He is the soul of all souls. He knows your heart better than even you, and he knows what is best for you. And therefore, we can accept. We have taken to the process of devotional service. Bali Maharaj surrendered, and initially it seemed like it was very unjust. He surrendered to Krishna, and Krishna tied him up and embarrassed him and took everything away from him. And even in the Bhagavatam, in the purport, Prabhupada says it seemed like it was very unjust. But Krishna was just testing him. Krishna was actually pleased with him. And ultimately, he got a very nice facility for rendering devotional service to Krishna. He had a long life to live, and ultimately he got facility greater than the demigods. It's interesting that in the subterranean hellish heavenly planets, hellish planets, whatever you want to call them, there's more material facility than there is in the heavenly planets. And the residents of those planetary systems are very, very opulent and very powerful and very intelligent. The Mahabharata has got different sizes according to the intelligence of the living beings that have access to it. So for the earth planet, it's so many verses, and for the heavenly planets, it's so many verses, and for the subterranean planets, it's so many verses. It's actually more verses for the subterranean planets than it is for some of the heavenly planets, because they have a lot of material intelligence. Unfortunately, many of them are not so spiritually surrendered. Ravana was a Brahmana. In fact, Lord Ram sent Lakshman to get advice from him when he was dying, because there's nothing so auspicious as advice from a dying Brahmana. Dying Brahmana has absolutely nothing to gain in the world, and he's learned, and he'll give you very, very good advice. So Ravana was very learned in all the Vedas, but his disqualification was that he was somehow or other envious of the Lord. He was inimical, and therefore he was counted amongst the Rakshasas. So This is also a benediction here. Live there peacefully. The Lord is tense, like Prabhupada told us, chant Hare Krishna, have no worries, be happy. Kind of like three different instructions you can take it. Chant Hare Krishna is one instruction, have no worries is another instruction, and be happy is another instruction. You have to work at that. So here he's saying, live there peacefully. It's encouraging. Surrounded by your friends and relatives. Now, that's quite a benediction. To live peacefully in this Kali Yuga, especially, surrounded by friends and relatives, is often not very easy to do. Because, generally, surrounded by friends and relatives, one gets materially attached, and then there's no question of peace of mind. Nasti buddhira yuktasya na chayuktasya bhavana. As long as one is not attached to Krishna, as long as he's attached to things of this world, he has no yukta, no connection, no attachment. Na asti, as long as you don't have some fixation, some attachment, more attachment for the transcendental. Krishna's at Hoksaja. So, nasti buddhya yuktasya na chayuktasya bhavana. Unless you have attachment for the transcendental, then na chavavayata shanti rashantasya kutasukam. It's acknowledged that you can't be happy unless you're peaceful. And peace doesn't come to someone who's materially attached. But Krishna's giving Bali Maharaj an opportunity to live peacefully and happily in the material world. And he says, actually, in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, that if we just follow his instructions, then even in this material world, we can live relatively peacefully and happily. What is that? Esha vostvishta kama duk. You can have abundance, both material and spiritual abundance. So, the devotees of the Lord, the Supreme Lord Himself, Krishna doesn't like to see us suffering. He wants us to be, even materially, peaceful and happy. We read in the Bhagavatam that in previous ages, the material conditions were quite nice. It rained only at night. There was abundance of food grains. There, all the seasons were properly adjusted. There was no extreme. Jewels and natural wealth of the earth were abundant, and people lived without too much difficulty. And this is related to their relative devotion to God. In other words, they were relatively more devoted to God than perhaps we are in Kali Yuga. You can connect the disparity in Kali Yuga to man's being more and more atheistic and neglectful of his duties. If we have a benefactor and we totally ignore the benefactor, one of the first lessons that you learn in fundraising is that as soon as you get a donation, you should immediately send a thank you letter. So Krishna, all he wants us to do is acknowledge that he's giving us so many gifts. Satisfy him by offering everything to him. And he'll supply unlimited amount of everything we need. But in Kali Yuga, people are practically like King Vena. Sacrifice is being stopped. The government is participating. The leaders of society are discouraging people from sacrifice. Why are you sacrificing to God? Give your sacrifice to me, worship me. None of the great leaders of the world encourage people to worship God, to worship the Supreme. So, therefore, we see, as in the case of King Vena, that Mother Bhumi is withdrawing her resources. And so, therefore, there's disparity. Therefore, there is suffering. Therefore, there are all the anomalies that we see, famine, pestilence, and we have not seen the worst of it yet. But at least within our own community, we can create relative, sufficient prosperity. It requires an effort. Yet tadagre vishamiva pariname mritopamo. In the beginning, we may have to undergo a little austerity to achieve a Krishna conscious society. And it may be only, we may be an oasis in the desert. We should expect that not everyone will have the intelligence to, in the middle of Kali Yuga, to wake up. It's a fallen age. You can't expect people to be able to understand. They don't have the brain substance. Alpa medasa. They have very little. Alpa means small. Not su. Su medasa. Those who worship Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Varna Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshanam Yagyai Sankirtanai Prayer Yujanti Su medasa. Those who are intelligent, they understand that the sacrifice in this age is worship of Lord Chaitanya by Sankirtan. But unfortunately, most people are upamedasa, no intelligence. And unless they get the mercy of a pure devotee or Lord Chaitanya's mercy somehow or other, they're not going to change much. But at least within our own community, we can try to create, the example is, if it's going to rain, you can't stop the rain, but if you have an umbrella, you can take shelter. So we need a, I hate to use the expression, an umbrella corporation. you know that? Jayatirtha tried to create an umbrella corporation. Or it was Karandar, actually. Both of them. Prabhupada stopped them. Anyway, we need shelter, our own society for Krishna consciousness. Then we can also live peacefully, surrounded by friends and relatives, and execute Krishna consciousness. Okay. Any discussion? Next. Okay, that's it.
Shri Rasai Maharaj ki jai.